This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's a great song, but I don't even know what he's talking about. It is a what the heck. Look, give us a great what the heck. There's so many out there. Like, I'll give you one from Friday if you missed it on our program. Former Phillies general manager Ruben Amaro, during the entirety of his tenure as general manager of the Phils, and all years before that, was a tidy whitey's man.
That was a what the heck moment.
Now, back in the 80s and 90s, I get it.
I'm not sure.
Most people in America were.
Do you think that's completely accurate?
Yeah, he said he only stopped about 10 years ago.
I know what he said.
Yeah, I know.
I was sitting there in disbelief. I can't imagine that it was 100% accurate.
It's what he said.
That he never, ever went anywhere other than tidy whitey.
It's what he
for
said.
All those years.
Incredible. Absolutely amazing.
Oh, it just. I mean, I guess it is true. Like, once you cross over, usually for people, like, it's like middle school when you cross over to the non-tidy.
Well, I don't know about that. I think it probably had more to do with a more of a year, I would say, than how old someone was.
I think it started mattering when you went to school and you had to change your clothes for gym class. I do think.
I don't know about that.
I can remember thinking.
Because in the 1970s, kids went,
no. Tidy-whiteys aren't cool.
Yeah, but
I can remember as an eighth grader knowing that tidy-whiteys weren't cool in the locker room.
Yeah, but you're missing my point. That's more about it was the early 90s instead of the early 70s. Like, it wasn't about you were in eighth grade. It was 1990, and the world said enough of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the 1970s, 8th graders, 12th graders, 50-year-olds, 72nd-year-olds, everybody wore tighty-whities, I assume.
Probably.
And then society said no more. And except Ruben Amaro went for another 30 years.
How did he miss that message?
or just not care. Pulled a DeCamera. He didn't care. All right, give us a big-time answer for a what the heck was that. There's so many answers. 215-592-9494. I'll give you one. The Oscars happened last night. And I hadn't seen any of the movies.
I rarely do.
None of them.
Well, oh, I often, James has seen all
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, I usually have seen about half. This was a year when I hadn't seen any of the movies. They're up for Best Picture.
Watched the Oscars after not watching any of the movies?
About an hour and a half. Let's listen to the moment when the Best Picture was announced.
And the Oscar goes to... Are they playing us off?
No. Oh. Well, maybe. Oh, Anora.
John, that is the first time in my life. True fact. You ready for this? First time in my life. The movie's name was Anora. First time in my life I never heard of the movie.
Right.
Same. Forget seen I, it. I never I, heard of it.
That's the first time I, right there. That's the first time I've heard right. of Anora.
So you want to talk about what the heck? It's that the Oscars happened and I hadn't seen any of them and I barely knew of many of them.
Well, why were you watching that?
Not because it's the Oscars, man. Oscars are... Dude, it's the highest-rated show
it's
every... Other than games...
drivel.
Doesn't matter. You love movies.
Yeah, I don't love the Oscars. I don't love when they celebrate how awesome they are.
You don't like Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan being up there at the end?
Not at all.
It doesn't get your heart a flutter?
It was great. You missed it. Sucks for you.
It does, right, James?
Conan was awesome. I thought
Conan did a really nice job.
He did a great job.
He was really good. Yeah. He was on it, man. He was really, really on it. All right, 215, if you want to react to the Oscars from last night, certainly go for it. 215-592-9494. We also have not one, not two, but three different Twitter poll questions of the day, all brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's their people. Well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Question number one, have you seen what is now the new Best Picture winner, Anora? John, I'm going to guess that this is like 6% or less, unless people lie. Have you seen Anora? It won Best Picture.
I'm going to guess it's a drama.
For what it's worth, it's like a comedy drama. For what it's worth, it was a really small movie. Like, it's a rare Oscar winner. It was made for like $6 million. It's an actual independent movie that won Best Picture.
So it's like Rocky almost.
Yeah, at the time, sure.
At the time.
In a way.
Yeah. Rock was made in 28 days.
Yeah.
All right, second poll question. As we've been discussing today, do you feel emotionally ready for the coming Philly season? I sense that most people are a no on this. I'm an absolute yes. You tell us where you're at, yes or no. Do you feel emotionally ready for the Phil season? Obviously, you can weigh in on the phone lines as well, 215-592-9494. And a third question. Do you want the Sixers to lose? They play a game tonight. We just ask you very simply, do you want the Sixers to win or lose tonight? A, win, B, lose. Let us know. At Sports Radio, WIP on Twitter, and on the phone lines. John, your heart tells you what on that topic?
Come on, what advantage comes from winning?
You can make the playoffs. You asked me a question. I'm answering your question. You can make the playoffs. They're 2.5 games out as of yesterday.
What a point of pride in the NBA to make the playoffs.
It's a joke. All right. By the way, this was also part of my argument a few years ago against the expansion of the playoffs to 10 teams. I know some people only count the top 8. I count the top 10. But the fact that a team is, I believe they are 21-37 and actually have a chance to make the playoffs, that's a farce. All right, let's go to the phones. Where do you stand on all these topics, including give us a great answer for a what the heck was that? You can win the $100 gift card. Really cool prize. Let's go to Matt. He's calling from West Philadelphia. Good morning, Matt.
Hey.
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Great, Matt.
All right, I wanted to talk about the trade for Deebo Samuel.
Yes. I'm distressed.
Man, I think that's going to be really, really scary for us.
Well, they're pretty darn good to begin with. Jaden Daniels is an excellent up-and-coming quarterback. They keep adding weapons for him to utilize. He's going to utilize them.
That's what I was saying. I heard you guys earlier say that you're not scared of Deebo Samuel on top of those weapons that they already have.
I am.
We have
Deebo is there too. That's scary.
Right, and then don't forget the running backs that they have. Austin Ekeler, he was injured majority of the season, so we really didn't see him at full capacity.
Well, he's old. He's old, man. He's okay, but he's old.
All right, well, Brian Robinson's not old.
Right. So if you mix that in with Deebo Samuel, and you know that offensive coordinator that they have, he knows how to dial them up.
Yeah.
So, man, we have to really make a real strong pitch for Myles Garrett, because we got to come after that quarterback so we can.
Well, Matt, before we get to the Garrett thing, let me tell you where I'm at on Deebo Samuel. If Quinyon Mitchell or Cooper DeJean is on him, then Deebo Samuel will have zero catches in the game. How's that? Does that work for you?
I don't focus him on really catching the ball. You know, They hand the ball. They stop. They make so many reverses.
Well, that's especially to your point with Cliff Kingsbury creating the plays, calling the plays. They get creative, and this is exactly the type of guy that you want to get creative with.
Exactly. That's why they got him. And I think they were a play. One player away from taking it to us this year, so that's why they got him. So
that is scary.
He makes them better. There's no question about it. And they didn't give up much to get him. So
round pick. It's frustrating when you're sitting on the outside looking at that. Like, it makes you say, a fifth round pick. Like, I'm glad to give that
up
for Debo Samuel.
Yeah, but it is diminishing returns. I mean, to be fair, he's been pretty beat up. So, you know.
He's only been he's 29. He's still capable
of
playing
29.
For a very hard 29 years, no matter how hard you played. Yeah. He's tough. He gets out there and sticks his face on you. I really appreciate it. He plays the way we want our guys to play.
No, I've always liked him as a player until he started popping his mouth off after that championship game.
Did he go after the punter this year?
I don't remember
that. He went after his own punter, yeah.
I don't remember. All right, Matt, give me an answer, my man. What the heck was that?
I always wanted to know, why do they call you the hammer?
Well, I mean, the truthful answer, and thank you for the call, bud, is because I was known for asking tough questions in press conferences, which I might have to get back to. I might have to go to a Sixers press conference, because you know enough with this nonsense. Let me give you an example. Not only did the Sixers tell you on Friday that Joel's out for the year, but they tell you on Friday. You catch my drift?
It was very enough. Well, they always do that.
They always
do that. The Sixers have zero interest.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, over-designed, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
In communicating in a professional manner to their fans.
It is such a disgrace. I mean, Seltzer, was this not an all-time news dump by the 76ers on
Friday?
Yeah,
I mean, if they hadn't just dumped the last news during the Super Bowl, I would think it was an all-time
yeah,
news dump.
Exactly.
It's just... It is so astounding. It's amazing that they are such a bad organization. I mean, they're just such a terrible organization. And, you know, another thing that continues to bother me, and maybe I'm the only person in town that notices this, but I got to get it off my chest. I've said it before. Rhea, I think this will resonate with you. Tell me if I am inbounds or out of bounds with this criticism. Mm-hmm. All right. So at the bottom of emails from the Sixers, mm-hmm. like a lot of organizations, they give you a little bit of the about them.
Yeah.
Here's the Sixers about them. This is the bottom of Sixers email the other day. The Philadelphia 76ers are one of the most storied franchises in the National Basketball Association, having won 3 world championships.
No.
Rhea, can you please tell, you know a lot about sports there, Hughes. Can you please tell me which 3 years the Philadelphia 76ers won a championship?
The Syracuse Nationals.
Yeah.
One of them. They include them in
like,
with them. It's
how phony baloney
it's
is it?
Totally phony baloney.
They involve something from Syracuse and claim it.
No, it's ridiculous. It's,
right?
It's obscene, actually.
It is obscene.
Yeah.
It's obscene. Guys, you won in 67, you won in 83, and we're thankful for that. Don't try to glom onto something that the Syracuse Nationals did 70 years ago.
They really put that in there.
They really do.
Oh my
God. The sentence is the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah.
Doesn't say like the organization's history going back to Syracuse, blah, 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 blah.
No.
It says the Philadelphia 76ers have won 3 championships. Seltzer, it's insulting.
It's crazy.
Right?
It's one of those things with this
like,
organization.
Why claim that when it's just actually not true?
Well, it seems like I just can't get over how this organization keeps making mistakes and then keeps like doing the same thing over and over and over again. It's like they don't learn.
They don't.
It's crazy.
Geez, I wonder why. Maybe because some of the people at the top are the same people at the top.
No, listen, I think that's right, Rhea. The bottom line is...
they just went and bought Debo for a 5th-round draft pick over there.
It's a different sport.
Capacity.
Yeah, well, it's a different sport.
But that's a good deal.
No, I get it. They are just a poorly run organization. All right, so the news from the weekend, obviously. Let's get to the Got a Door and Window. To the weekend. An awful lot happened over the weekend. And, of course, Got a Door and Window received 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 6 years to pay off interest-free. Call Got a Door and Window. Call them today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. Well, we'll start with the Sixers news, as I think most people know. The Embiid news. Here's the report from the statement from the Sixers. 76ers and Joel Embiid have been consulting with top specialists regarding ongoing issues with his left knee. After further evaluation, it has been determined that he is medically unable to play and will miss the remainder of the season to focus on treatment and rehabilitation. We are working with medical experts to determine the exact treatment plan and will update media when we have more information. The team and specialists will continue working with Joel to ensure the best path forward for his long-term health and performance. You know, John, one of the things that's...
Does anyone actually have hope here? Does anyone
not really
actually... Joel said something, I don't know, 2 weeks ago about having, quote, the surgery. This is back when, you know, Spike told us, hey, there was no specific surgery that would actually fix it. But he was sort of speculating, hey, I could have this and I could come back and I could play like that MVP version of myself that I have not been this year. Does anyone believe that? Does anyone
I don't think so.
Believe that if he gets something done, he can just be that guy again?
Yeah, I don't know anybody that does. I mean, I'm sure there's some person out there
that thinks that, but
I don't personally know
believe
them.
That. Does Joel actually think that can happen? Because
it might
that's the first step. If he believes that can happen, good.
No, that's not the the first step is actually it being possible.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I don't know that it is.
If you're seeing 10 doctors, you're trying to find the one who's going to tell you what you want to hear.
I mean, or put another way, that it actually exists.
Yeah.
Listen, you know what might be the best path forward for Joel Embiid's career? And this could have absolutely nothing to do with the 76ers. He may have, if he has any shot to have anything moving forward physically in basketball, he might have to be a backup center that plays 15, 18 minutes like Bill Walton did at the very end of his career and try to tag onto a team. It's a good team and try to help them in limited capacity to win a championship as just the guy that plays 15 minutes a night. I mean, that's what Bill Walton was at the end.
Dikembe.
Well, Dikembe was a backup at
defensive
the end.
Defensive special.
Yeah, I mean,
Joel Embiid.
I'm just saying the idea of leaning on Joel Embiid to give you know, 35 minutes and score 35 points. I mean, it seems like it'll never happen again. So the Joel thing's certainly on the table. So too is the Myles Garrett thing. Let's listen to Diana Rossini. This was on Friday. And she laid something out about Myles Garrett. Pretty juicy. Here's Diana Rossini.
Here's what some people are saying right now. That Howie's willing to move on from some of these guys because he's looking to make a big swing. And that big swing would be for Myles Garrett. Some of these guys think are a sure thing may not be sure things to return to Philly.
I would rather have Myles Garrett than Zach Bond.
Put it past Howie Roseman going after Myles Garrett.
Absolutely
no way.
Not.
Continue to build and build and build in the area that got them to the Super Bowl and in the Super Bowl's pass, which is
Jalen
to continue
Carter
with
and Myles Garrett.
Can you imagine that? Wow. Look, but is Cleveland going to move him? At the end of the day, it's going to come down to that.
All right, there's a lot in there, and obviously we know the Eagles should have interest in Myles Garrett, but here's the most interesting part to me within that report. The part when she says the you know, that you think there's going to be guys here that might not be here to get him. I mean, John Bond. Okay.
It's not necessarily Bond.
No, but he's
don't jump to Bond.
No, but
I don't think they will allow Bond to leave.
But who are we talking about that otherwise
it's
could be back?
It's just Sweat.
Now he's probably gone.
Okay, but people think that they might bring him back. Milton Williams is another homegrown player like Josh Sweat.
Yeah, but
some people think will come back.
But most people already think he's gone.
Those guys will come back. But some people believe that can do what we can to bring the Super Bowl aiding players back, just like Howie said, he doesn't want to fall into that trap. I don't think this is anything more than she's reporting what we knew.
Look,
Howie is very interested in Myles Garrett.
Well,
he's going to do what it takes, but he's not going to go cut off his nose despite his face.
I don't know. I mean, I'll tell you
Usually cut off his nose despite his face.
He makes tough decisions.
Give him the benefit of the doubt.
I'll tell you this. I don't think the Eagles are going to get Myles Garrett. But, James, how would you feel if getting Myles Garrett meant you don't get Zach Bond?
Yeah, I'd be torn about it. I mean, it depends what you have to trade to get Myles Garrett.
Well, you've got
to
trade a lot.
Right, but I'm saying there's a lot of factors. If it's a first and a third as opposed to two first, like, there's all kinds of layers to this. But, that would concern me. I would almost probably rather have Bond at a cheaper price right. and spend that money elsewhere.
It would concern me, too. I'm just fascinated to know, you know, where people come down on that at 215-592-9494.
I think this player is the best defensive player in the NFL, and if you don't automatically default to, my gosh, this guy on our team makes us so much better, then you're looking at it wrong. He will, just like Saquon, just retrofitted the offense. That's what an edge who's the best defensive player in the NFL does for the defense, and then some. Jalen Carter goes off. Myles Garrett goes off. The other, whoever ends up, it's probably Nolan, goes off. The linebacker, Zach Bond, who's brought back, goes off.
So you're all in on this Myles Garrett thing.
Oh, man, I'm so excited about the possibility. And I think Howie is also, and that's why we're still hearing about it.
All right, look, 215-592-9494 to react to that. Also up ahead, a pretty big endorsement from Sirianni over the weekend for his new offensive coordinator, Kevin Petullo. What he said about Petullo, you'll hear it next. Show to Cameron Genrici. Reaction on all these topics we're discussing on 94 WIP. All right, college basketball obviously is ratcheting up. We are now in the great month of March, the best month for the college basketball season by a thousandfold. And right now, new customers with FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino get $150 in bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. What a deal. What a deal. A $5 bet, if you win it, well, great. You win the $5 bet. You also get $150 in bonus bets. That's an awesome deal, and that's what you get at FanDuel.com/hammer. FanDuel.com/hammer. Look, find the college basketball bet or bets that works for you and lock them in at FanDuel.com/hammer. Obviously, about two more weeks of this regular season to go. You know, conference tournaments up ahead, and then the real tournament. It's coming, and it's coming soon. Find the bet or bets that works for you and lock them in. College basketball, the month of March, at FanDuel.com/hammer.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerd!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.